Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. One harmonic hole. Back at it again. We are here to talk about the masculine side of you and all the men in your life right now that are just like, just possibly a little bit, angry, frustrated, expressing out their masculine side a little bit more than normal. Let's just put it that way. I've noticed it. I know Jill has seen it. Lots of my clients have been dealing with more masculine type stuff. So let's talk about masculine and feminine a little bit. What does that mean? That doesn't mean necessarily male or female. It can, absolutely. But masculine rules kind of your right side of your body. The left brain, I'm going to go up to the brain, the left brain functions the right side of the body. So if you have left brain, say, activity going on, where headaches, things going on in the left side of the body, the left side of the brain, the head, okay, or the right side of the body. If that's being ticked up right now, whether you have pain, whether you got like just shoulder issues, joint issues, or just like feeling off or anything like that, I'm gonna pick on my son here. Recently, he's had a lot of just weird injuries on his right arm. He got burned on his right arm. He has these little weird cuts. He's like, I don't know what's happening on my right side of my body. I'm like,
That's incredible that he noticed that, like the right side of my body. How insightful.
And I'm sitting back like, it's this energy vibration that's being upticked and it's been coming on. It's not just it happened overnight or anything like that. It's been ramping up. So that is the right side of the body has to look with outward look on life, like moving forward. So most people are right-handed. Most people start walking with their right foot. Their right leg leads them. Most people. You look at when you step forward, where does your knee point? Your knee is your direction. Does your knee point inwards? That means that you're struggling like inward. Not inward look of yourself, but you're not going outwards, you're going, not going in the right direction. That's the best way I'm going to say it. So if your knee is going straight, you're going forward with your intentions. Your intentions are strong. That's what you want to look for. That's where you're going in the future. Kind of the manifestation when you're moving forward. Okay. And if you're skewed one way where you kind of lean more inwards or more outwards, there's a variation then in what you're putting out there, the energy vibration that you're putting out there, what your intentions are moving forward, outward look on life. This is also how we perceive other people. This is how we perceive the world around us. It is also like our power, like our strength too, like that. If you have to run away from something, it gives you that energy, that drive to like, oh, let's go, like. I want to fight on something, not physically fight, but you want to fight for what you believe in. That right side gives you that power, that oomph, that testosterone. Whereas the left side of the body is more kind, more loving, more gentle. It's the inward look of yourself. It's the energy coming into your body, which the right side goes out. So the left hand, you're drawing energy in, you're drawing information into your body, and it's more. How you see yourself, how you perceive yourself. Are you kind? Are you gentle? Do you love yourself? There's a lot on that left side, which then is the right side of the brain, right side of the head, controls the left side of the body. So we're talking that side. I'm not getting pulled towards right now. I'm getting pulled right to the right side. Like
The right side,
people are struggling to balance this out. So think of it as a weight. A weight is getting pulled down on the right side, and the left side's like, "Hey, where are you going? You're throwing me off balance." And that right side's like, "Ah, screw you! Come with me. Come to the dark side." And you're like, and this the left side's like, "No, be gentle, be kind." And the right side's like, "Nope, I'm gonna do what I want. Screw you all. I don't care what you think. This is what I'm gonna do. This is what I believe is my truth."
And here's the thing is that we tend to, as a society, we tend to judge one expression over the other. One's good, one's bad. And people pick different ones, okay? And the thing is that one's not, like, sometimes kindness is needed. And sometimes the most kind thing you can do is to just be like, hell no.
Yeah.
One was very, very feminine because it's a very loving kindness. And the other one is very masculine. It's like you said, that power where it's like your conviction, your no, we're not doing that. And there, the balance and the interplay between the two of them is what's really, really phenomenal. And right now, though, I think this is sneaking up on people. I think there's a lot of people who aren't like necessarily aware that this is an interaction or an imbalance, if you will, of energy within them or within someone they love. Like you might be seeing someone, let's say a man in your life, who is 75%, 80% masculine energy and maybe 20% feminine, because everyone has a different mix. I'm just throwing it out there to give some specifics. And you're seeing this, you know, very masculine man, masculine energy man, like struggling. And you're watching that. And then that feminine side of you is like your heart's just your compassion, your kindness, and your even your desire to fix that for them.
Yeah.
Make it better, to mother them. You know, it's like, I'm not sure that right now, what do I want to say? I do think right now it'd be very, very helpful to filter some of these experiences and some of our reactions and perceptions and what's going on in our day through masculine and feminine energy. Is it balanced? Is it out of balance? Is it, you know, that's...
Yeah. Are you trying to run from one way versus the other? So how do you know if the masculine is out of balance? It's more like, we want people to stand up for your truth, absolutely. But when you start getting very judgy towards other people or other experiences, and you get the anger feel with it, like, I'm going to say no because I know that I don't believe in that, whatever, that experience. I don't believe in that, your truth, and I'm okay with that. That is a balanced masculine energy. But when you are like, ugh, I can't believe they believe in that. I'm not going to follow you. Ugh, I don't believe in that. That is a misuse of your masculine energy. There is judgment that is placed. There's anger or like, how dare they say this to me? And you, it like ramps up inside of you, or the blame game. That is where that masculine energy is out of alignment.
Yeah, or in a, seeing someone with masculine energy that's out of alignment who is, again, back to that, like, 80-20 person, fake person, whoever it is, is, you know, having a lot of challenges of some sort right now and is not willing to accept help. That tends to be masculine out of balance. Because it tends to be the feminine in us that offers the help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The masculine offers solutions. Feminine, when I'm saying help, is that like, let me soothe you. Let me, you know, make you chicken soup so you feel a little better. And again, anyone can do that. It's just if you're making food to help someone feel better, you're probably expressing more feminine energy right then. But if you're watching someone who's, again, very, very masculine energy focused, not accepting assistance, and that's harming them, they, like, need assistance. And you see that, it could be really, really challenging to watch that happen to someone, too, to see that and go, oh, my God, I want to help you or I want you to get some help. And they're like, no, I'm fine.
Yep. And I feel like that's where a lot of us are at, like, I would say even Jill and I are at that, we're on the other side. We're like, we want to help you. You can do this. You can do that. Like, we could say all the right things to this person and they are literally, nope, you're wrong. Like,
I will say I've had that happen in a lot of interactions in the last probably 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Where I have, it's actually been very, in a way, like, I want to use the word like painful, uncomfortable, not bad, just like, oh my gosh, like here's something. And I'm not like inappropriately trying to solve something for someone, just like throwing out there, like, here's, like, you're having a really big challenge. Here's something that could help. Here's something that could soothe. And it's just been like almost violently just like, no, rejected, like, go away. Like, it's just so, it's kind of almost heartbreaking because it's like, it's so hard on people to be in that place, but it's like they won't allow a rebalance of it. They won't allow, you know, it's like they're stuck in a cycle of some sort.
And that is where, honestly, where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we help? The best, okay. Remember how we talked about the bell yesterday?
Yeah.
And how we can be a bell. We can be a very beautiful vibration to those people that need it. That's what I just heard in my head. When I was asking in my head, before I said it out loud, how can we help these people? And I heard, be the bell. It's like, okay. So we're going to tap into more of that feminine side, and we're just going to sit and send them peace. It's like a prayer. Like, we're sending them a prayer, but we're sending them intention. We're sending them love just to give them that little extra nudge. They'll feel it. They won't know that they're feeling it, but they're going to feel it.
Yeah, and you know what, Kim? I really loved when you were describing the masculine and feminine side, and you were talking about the left hand.
Yeah.
In like, to kind of bring this to another level of like specificity, there we go, say that word, is to like send that vibration send that vibration to people's left hand.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Beautiful. Yep. We're going to take that bell and we're going to express it out through your right side. So imagine your right side is sending a beautiful vibration. And imagine, you can even imagine holding their left hand if you want.
Yeah.
And just sending, you don't have to physically hold it, but just in your mind.
Yeah. What's really fascinating to me about this is we're talking about being in the feminine, which is inside of us, that inward stuff, that's how you described it earlier, correct?
Yeah.
The inward. We're going inward. We're finding that bell, that vibration. And then we're balancing that feminine with that masculine and giving it, going out, removing it through the right side, right? Out to that person. And then we're visualizing it coming to their left hand or holding the left hand. It's a very balanced masculine, feminine action.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow. I can feel it running through my body. So, Jill, you must be practicing.
Yeah, I am, because I just was, like, fascinated. All of a sudden, I was like, ooh, we started with the feminine. We, like, built a balanced masculine-feminine activity without even knowing we were doing it.
Yep.
We're just channeling it through, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. I would tell you, like, my fingertips and my hands right now, one side's warmer, one side's colder. Really cool. So anybody that's listening, tune into your body right now. Do you have a little weird little vibration, a little tingle one way or the other? Do you have like a hotter side, colder side? Like, ooh. Yeah. Just recognize the vibrations moving through your body.
Yeah. And anytime you or someone, you know, you see this imbalanced masculine, you can re-listen to this. This like, you know, self-healing energy has been in this whole podcast, that vibration. Yes. It's a bell. And if you don't have time for the whole podcast, listen, you know, find the minute mark of where we started describing this last part about having it in, you know, inside you, going to the right side of the body, to their left hand. Just re-listen to that. Like, it'll reset something. I can feel the energy just moving and moving.
Yes.
It's amazing. Wonderful.
Ah, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
And thank you, Kim. Thanks for listening. And until next time.